Would you dare to trust your eternity on another person's judgment? To do so would be foolish, wouldn't it? Some even stay in the denomination that they were born into, even after learning that that denomination has gone astray in the faithfulness to God's word. Thus, they are half-hoping, or fearing, loving, and trusting in membership in that denomination above the exhortation of the Holy Scriptures. Not to that person, but does that make that denomination an idol that's higher than God? Do you really think that saying on the last day before the Lord, well, Pastor said so, or Martin Luther said so, or sadly for some, Billy Graham said so, do you think that that's going to carry any weight? As if you could cast the blame on someone else. On that day, you would better be able to say, I am standing firmly on what you have promised in your word, O Lord, and you brought me to make sure that what I was hearing was in line with your word. Here's why it's imperative that you stay steadfast in the teaching of God's word. Our Lord says that these false prophets come in sheep's clothing. For a false prophet to come in sheep's clothing is for a false prophet to come using the sacred scriptures. How? And he's using them, but he's using them in such a way that he falsifies their message. So that instead of leading people to turn from their sins and to believe in Jesus Christ crucified, the false prophet either leaves secure sinners on alarm in their sins, or drives frightened sinners to despair even of the forgiveness of sins. Either way, the false prophet, the wolf, accomplishes his purpose. People end up separated from God for eternity. They end up in hell. So how can you recognize this false prophet? Jesus doesn't lead you to guess. He tells you. You will recognize them by their fruits. That doesn't mean you will recognize them merely by how they live. Now, the fruits of a false prophet are his teachings. So as I said, this falsification can go in one of two ways. First, the false prophet can tell sinners who are not inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. So whenever you hear a preacher tell you that God's mercy and grace mean that you are not called to repent of your sins and hopefully lead a more godly life, I don't care what scriptures they abuse or try to sell you, you have there a false prophet. Jesus did not come for you to remain a slave to your sins, but that you would be forgiven and freed from them. For St. John was inspired to pen in his first epistle, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." If that's the danger of the false prophet on one side, there's the danger of the false prophet on the other. This one would make sinners feel their sin, are frightened by it, despair of the mercy of God by directing them not to the finished work of Christ crucified, but to their own doings, for the completion or assurance of salvation. St. Paul had the battle beads in Galatia. He speaks a stern anathema against anyone, even an angel of God, who would dare to say that the gospel is forgiveness plus something you do, no matter how big or small that something may be. Anyone who tells you that you are saved by your doing anything has poisoned the gospel and falsified God's word, not by your doing, but God's work on your behalf and delivered to you in his means of grace saves you. So any of you who are alarmed over your sins and desire to lead a more godly life, thanks be to God Almighty for the struggle that he has brought about in you. Christ crucified has paid for your sins in full. He has paid for the sins of the world. And that forgiveness God delivers in the sacraments of holy baptism, holy absolution, and in the Lord's holy supper, you can't add to it. Even if you try, it's a perfectly finished salvation. God delivers it to you through his way to send you through his same way, the way of dying and rising, which leads to life everlasting. It's namely the way of the cross of Christ crucified. Beware of that. Beware of false prophets on either side. Either one is just a wolf in sheep's clothing, for both seek to lead you away from him who died and rose again to forgive you your sins and to free you from them. May those who meet in the Synod's convention this week beware of the danger on either side. May all of the congregations of the Synod, including your own, be called to the spiritual watchfulness of which our Lord speaks, as he expects faithfulness to his word. May he bring the whole counsel of God to be properly proclaimed to all the world, inviting all to the joy.